All right, let's start with Genesis 3 again. I'm going to read, this is the King James, but I have an interlinear translation, and it's so close to the King James. Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her, capital seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And also in Stern's Complete Jewish Bible, says, I will put animosity between you and the woman, and between your descendant and her descendant. He will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel. This is concerning Satan and the role of the woman. The role of the woman. That's why in Revelation 12, the woman was pregnant with a man-child. She was full of Jesus. This is why Paul said, I forget where, that women are saved in childbearing. I believe that this is a reference to bearing the Spirit of Jesus, the church bearing the Spirit of Jesus within her, and that she's ministering out of that anointed spirit, that Jesus is the one who crushed the head of the serpent at the cross, and that that he struck Jesus, Yeshua, her seed, the Lord, on his heel. Let's look at Romans. Let me hurry there. Romans 16. I believe it's 20. And let me read this reference that Paul makes here also to this within the context of the church. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. So the God of peace is Yeshua, the seed of the woman, the Son of God, the God of peace. Shalom. Jesus, the Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, as it says in Isaiah 7. Here is a scripture that states our freedom and the bruising of his head when Jesus was struck on his heel, that at the foot of the cross, that Jesus, Galatians 4:4, well, let's start at 3. Even so, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, Emmanuel, God with us, as it says in Isaiah, to redeem those who were under the law. It was the woman. The woman was under a curse that her husband should rule over her. That's the law. Rule implies legal law. That we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons or children, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of good God through Christ. You're not going to go to prison. You're going to be set free. As you worship the cross, this plain rugged cross on a white wall, you raise your hands and worship him, and the fire of freeing your feet that you've crushed the head of the serpent under Romans 6, the God of peace has come, Christ in you, the hope of glory, that he dwells in you. Now our purpose is to become children of God, to become where we cry out, Abba, Father. And children of God means that when we are born again, we become a new creation in Christ. We have a new nature, and that nature begins to be developed. Let's look at John 10. John 10:31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And Jesus answers them, many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? And the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God. And Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? Little g, you are gods. If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified, he was referring to himself, and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. And therefore they sought to seize him, but he escaped out of their hands. You shall be as gods. And this is a big issue in the ancient culture because there were lots of women who alluded that the gods had come and impregnated them and they bore giants and that these were demigods. And the Jews thought, oh, this is blasphemy. But Jesus was born of a virgin. And what was conceived in Mary, the virgin who bore Jesus, was holy and by the Holy Spirit. And it also says that we shall be, Jesus said, we shall be like the angels. It's not revealed what we shall be, but we shall be like the angels. And this scripture is in Mark 12, where the Sadducees were asking Yeshua, Jesus, about the resurrection. And it is in this context. Verse 18, then some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to him, and they asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies, and he leaves his wife behind and leaves no children, his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and dying he left no offspring. And the second took her, and he died, nor did he leave any offspring, and the third likewise. So the seven had her and left no offspring. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, when they rise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had her as wife. And Jesus answered and said to them, Are you not therefore mistaken, because you do not know the scriptures, nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like the angels in heaven. But concerning the dead that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses in the burning bush passage, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You are therefore greatly mistaken. So in the resurrection, we will be like what? The angels in heaven, and we shall judge them and rule over them. And it also says in Psalms, what is man that you are mindful of him, for you have made him a little lower than the angels. But in Christ, we are born again and have eternal life, and we will be exalted according to our choices above the angels. And what does evangelize mean? Evangelical. It means the gospel of the angels, the messengers. We shall be like the messengers. And what does it say in Hebrews? That are not my messengers ministering flames of fire? Right? Fire. The fire of the Holy Spirit. The messengers of God, those who are sent to preach the good news. How lovely on the mountains are those feet. How lovely are they? How lovely. I'm looking at this. Hebrews 1:7. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire, a fiery dance. And what is the flamenco dance? It is going to be to the Spanish Hispanic cultures. Spain, Central America, South America. The fire is God is sending out his fiery messengers to call them in now. To dance. How beautiful those for the flamenco dances. And the Hispanic Americans also. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news.